I have Morgan Bell with the golf team, Grant Long with cross country. So a sport where you walk around and a sport where you run around. Often, do you guys run on golf courses? I feel like people do that sometimes.
We do. We actually have a meet at Michigan State today on a golf course.
There you go. So it makes sense that you two are interviewing here together. Grant, how's your season been so far?
It's been great. The team so far has done a really great job. We won a meet. We've got second in two, and we've got a really great group of guys, young guys, old guys. Everybody's really working together. A lot of guys very close in speed and ability, which is really fun. You never know who's going to come out and be the top guy on any given day. So it's been really exciting for us.
Now, I don't know if you could tell when you looked around the door and you saw me in here. I don't run cross country. I never have. And unless I'm being chased, I never will. Is it just you run for however many miles and then they time you? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, it's a 5K every time and you all go out and best time wins.
Jeez, all right. That's wild. All right, more my speed, Morgan. Let's talk golf. That's the one varsity sport I played back in high school, back in the day. How's your season been? How have the Lady Cougars been?
We've had a lot of fun this season. We've been doing really good in our IGL. We haven't lost yet. And then we went down to the Titan Invitational and took third against some pretty good schools.
What's the Titan Invitational?
Lumen Christi.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, nice. I feel like last time I talked golf, there wasn't a full quote-unquote team. How many girls are on the team now?
We have 8 girls on the team.
Oh, that's enough for varsity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. If you could, I mean, there's not many more to talk about. Could you give shout-outs to the rest of your teammates?
Yeah, so Lauren Swigum, having a great season. And then Avery Slush, she was out at the beginning of the season with her back, but now she's back and doing super well. And then Carly Breckel had an eagle on Wednesday.
Really?
First eagle in LCS girls golf history.
On a par 5?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What hole? Where was it at?
I believe
you know.
Second hole
at Evergreen in Hudson.
I played there a couple weekends ago. Struggled. First off, I didn't know where I was going. And that doesn't help when you're out there. Wow, that's great. I don't think we got all the names.
Yeah,
I cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And then we have Maddie Shaw. She's been having a really good season. She had her best round, I believe, at Devil's Lake a few weeks ago. And then Yuki Nakamura, she is an exchange student that plays golf, and she's been having a great season. Everyone's been just improving a lot. And then Natalie Moore and Brielle Parker, same thing. Great seasons.
Yeah, it's good.
Everyone's improving.
And you can play like a full match against another team. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not just going to like an invitational and saying, oh, we had 3 golfers and they did well. That's really good.
Yeah.
Grant, back to cross country. Talk about the team aspect. I know it's very much an individual sport, mm-hmm. but combined there is a team aspect mm-hmm. of it. So how can you be teammates when you're both running a 5K?
I think that our team actually does a very good job of this. My freshman year, we didn't have a team at all. I was the only guy. But over the years, I've been able to see the program build, and we now have 9 guys and 7 girls, which is
nice.
Huge for us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this year, our first, second, third, fourth, and fifth guy every race, like, we pretty much run the whole thing together. We run very close, so we're competing with each other, but we're only making each other better. You know,
okay.
Every meet, we've got somebody new stepping up. We've got, like, last year, I was the only guy winning meets, and now this year, it's been a new guy. We've had new guys step in and take the second runner role. Like, we've really seen people step up and compete with each other on the team, and it's made our team so much better. Like, I mean, we have 9 guys, like I said, and even down to the 9th guy, like, we've seen so much improvement and so much competitiveness, and it's really helped our team come a long way.
So I put Morgan on the spot for her teammates. She nailed it. I know there's 8 others. Do you want to give shout-outs to team? Okay, all right.
I love giving shout-outs.
Cool, go ahead, Grant.
So I got to give a shout-out to Lucas Lang. He's also a senior, and he came on so strong in the track. Like, he just broke out, got so much faster, and it's carried straight into cross country. He's been our number one guy this year, and he's really led the way for our pack. Another guy I've got to give a shout out to is his brother Joel Lang. He's a sophomore. Last year, Joel had a solid freshman year, but this year, same thing as Lucas, broke out in track, and he's been nuts this year. PR'd last Friday, number two guy in our team. Just, like, such a strong performance out of him. Nathan Daniels, a junior, he's been huge for our team. He's always been a good leader, and he's had some really great races this year, and I think he's only going to get better. He's the kind of guy who really improves as the season goes along. Pearson Cousineau is a freshman who last year was third at the Super Regional in middle school. And this year, he's really lived up to the expectations. He's been one of the top guys in our team. He's one of the top freshmen in the area. And I think that he's bound to have a really strong season, and he's been right up there with us. Zion Bresnik's another freshman who he came in, you know, feeling kind of unsure about cross country and stuff, but he's had so many great races, and he's going to drop so much time, and I think he's really going to improve a lot. Another freshman, Andy Jameson. Unfortunately, he's out right now with injury, but his first race, he came out and had a great race, and I was super impressed with him, and I think that he, once he comes back, he's really going to be a big part of our team and just building that culture that we've got. Caleb Richardson, he is a sophomore, and last year he struggled a bit with injuries, so he was kind of in and out, but this year we've had him a bit more consistently, and we've already seen a lot of improvement out of him, and I think that he's another guy who's really going to step up a lot for us, and you know, it's all part of contributing to that culture. That's one thing every guy's done well is put the work in and competed and really contributed to building that team aspect that we've always wanted. And even Landon Chaddick, we've only had for one race so far. He came out last Friday and raced with us, and I was so glad to have him back. He's splitting time with soccer, but even with that, he was willing to compete with cross country, and I think that that's really just a testament to our teamwork. And even on the girls' side, unfortunately, we don't have a girl representing the team this year, but we've had some amazing girl runners this year. Izzy Brooks is currently ranked fifth in D4, and she's already won a meet by like 76 seconds, put up some crazy time. She's one of the top runners in Lenawee County, and I think that she's going to have a phenomenal season, and she could do some really special things in the postseason. Zoe Bresnik, a leader for the girls, she's a senior. She's come in, put the work in, you know, really committed herself to being that leader that the girls team needs, because they're relatively young. They have two seniors, the other senior being Katie Richardson, but other than that, they're all younger. And speaking of Katie, Katie is a workhorse. She's been great. Like, she just loves running. She commits herself to it, something she wants to do after high school, and you can really see it in her character with the way she approaches running, and I really admire that in her. Faith Verlindy's a junior who's also, like Katie, really put the work in, and she's competing every day, and I think that dynamic's really working for them. Oh, wait, I forgot Delai. Delai Ojeda is a volleyball player who also splits time with cross country occasionally, and she's a senior also, and she came out last Friday, actually, and she was our second girl. I mean, she hadn't been practicing, and she came out and took 12th, and she's just very, very competitive, a very naturally strong runner. Emerson Holsapple she's a sophomore now, and she has been running for the first time this year, and it's very new to her, but she's really improving, you know, adjusting, obviously. She's a volleyball player who's getting used to it. Same with Sam Shane, a freshman who plays volleyball. We split a lot of time with them, and she's really getting used to it and adjusting, but I really like the improvement I've seen out of all of those girls, and I think they have such a strong work culture there, and it's really working for them, and I believe that's all the girls.
Wow. Knowledge from Morgan and Grant this morning. Grant with cross country and Morgan with golf. Real quick, I know I'm a little bit over time, but practice for both of these sports I think are similar in that they're unique. Like, mm-hmm. You can hit as many range balls as you want. It's different when you're on the course. You can run whatever route you want during practice. It's different than where you run during the match, mm-hmm. for the meet. Sorry, match, meet. What, you know, how do you approach practice, Morgan?
So recently we've been doing, like, a lot of, like, we go out a certain yard. So, like, let's say we go out 150 yards into the greens. Like, definitely, like, dialing down on, like, being consistent in, like a practice routine before every shot. I know that's something that I definitely work on, like, because that's something that, like, you can control in an actual match. Like, you're never going to have the same shot. You're never going to play the same course. But you can control, like, your mind. And that's a big thing.
That's important.
Yeah.
Because I think when people fall apart, it's upstairs.
Mental, yes.
They lost their focus. Same question for you, Grant. How do you approach practice?
I mean, every day is different, but it's also similar. We have a weekly schedule, so Monday we go out and we do our long run, so that's going to be our highest mileage day of the week. It's just, you know, really get a feel for getting tired and having to keep pushing and keep running. And Tuesday's a little easier normally. And Wednesday we'll do a workout, like we'll go out and we'll do 1,000-meter repeats or a half-mile repeat or something like that, and we'll run it at 5K pace, and it's just to feel that speed. It's kind of the opposite of what that distance does. You're feeling the speed one day, and you're feeling distance the other. And then, yeah, you know, meet day, you kind of put both aspects together, but every day you kind of have to just think of, you know, what it's doing for you as a runner. You know, even those easy days, it's good for recovery because those workouts are brutal, and you got to give yourself time to recover. But, yeah, there's a lot that goes into running, and so it's nice to kind of divvy up the different aspects and focus on them individually.
Absolutely. What a great conversation. Morgan Bell with golf and Grant Long with cross country. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for finding me. I was supposed to be in the cafeteria. I'm in someone's office now. But you two were great, and I appreciate it. Good luck with the rest of your seasons.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, for sure.
And with that, we'll send it back to the studio. I'm inside the cave. Back to school, Ian Wendt, here on The Cave.